Chapter 8. A heavy beat boomed through the stable centre, echoing through the cavernous space as Sapphire Shores bounced around the stage, joined by 12 ponies wearing dolphin print dresses. Waves constructed out of huge wood panels painted blue swayed back and forth in front of them.
Feel the waves, let the rhythm wash over you. Wave your hooves to the motion, motion of the ocean,
Sapphire Shores belted out. Even though it was only the first dress rehearsal for the Pop Pony of the Year nominees, every pony looked and sounded flawless. Backstage, every pony else was preparing for their turns on the stage. Songbird Serenade's new song, Crystal Heart, was up next on the schedule. She quietly sang the lyrics to herself, stomping her hoof to keep time.
Whoa, I've got strong hooves and a crystal heart, but your magic spells might be too smart.
A sound assistant pony came up and passed Songbird a headset microphone.
Your assistant told me you preferred headset sound to unicorn magic amplifiers, is that right?
That's right. Songbird winked at him and held up the microphone. Once again, Crown Piece has thought of everything. The singer trotted over to Pinkie Pie, who was busy doing stretches in front of a standing mirror. Pinkie Pie seemed tense.
Songbird, are you sure I'm ready for this? I really want to do the best job dancing ever,
Pinkie Pie confessed. The only preparation Pinkie Pie had done so far was getting fitted for a mane wig that matched Songbird's signature style, yellow on one side and black on the other, with choppy bangs hanging down over her eyes. The huge pink bow on the back of her head and black high-necked top, just like Songbird's, really brought the look together.
Of course I'm sure, Pinkie, Songbird Serenade assured. Plus, you all look perfect. I just love these costumes.
So much better than the feathered, light-up leotards you were supposed to be wearing. Simplicity is so underrated, don't you think?
Yeah!
Lyra and Bonbon replied in unison, nodding. Their costumes were just plain black dresses with no frills or feathers whatsoever. Pinkie Pie still hadn't been able to figure out why Lyra and Bonbon were here. She was going to ask them, but as soon as the duo had arrived, they'd excused themselves for a tour of the theatre. When they returned hours later, they were both wearing black sunglasses and looked stressed out. Then Songbird had brought them up to the stage.
Very suspicious.
Sorry, we took so long in our costume fitting. Earlier,
Lyra said apologetically. She tugged at her black dress.
Did we miss anything?
Bonbon said, her voice wavering with nerves.
What are we even supposed to be doing out there?
Relax, girls, Songbird insisted. Just do exactly what you did at the party, and I'll take care of the rest. We're going to be magnificent. And if we're not, it doesn't matter, because no pony is in the audience today. That's why it's called a rehearsal.
Songbird chuckled and walked off to do some more vocal exercises. She was always so cool-headed and professional. It was no wonder the other pop stars were so intimidated by her. While Songbird was out of earshot, Pinkie Pie took her chance to dig for details.
All right, you two. My pinky sense has been tingling since the moment you took your first bite of a cheesy slice at Hayes Pizza. Why were you there? And then at the party?
Pinkie Pie narrowed her eyes, even though Lyra and Bonbon couldn't see this through her thick songbird wig.
You've been slinking around me like two sneaky snakes for days. I'm on to you.
Lyra's and Bonbon's faces fell. They quickly exchanged a guilty look, the look of two ponies who had been caught. A moment of silence passed and they considered their next move.
Ah-ha!
Pinkie Pie pointed her hoof at Bonbon, triumphant.
I was right! You are up to something!
Finally, Bonbon spoke.
All right, fine. You caught us. What do you know?
On stage, Sapphire Shores and her team were still practicing. They were on the sixth run-through of their number. Sapphire was attempting to rework the choreography due to some pony tripping over the wooden waves in the final verse and nearly knocking the star off the stage in the process. Jazz Hoof was flitting about giving orders and opinions to Sapphire Shores like a hyper hummingbird with a belly full of nectar.
Sugarcane!
He barked before taking a sip of his gigantic iced green tea.
When I said stay in line, I meant it. Okay, ladies, get in formation.
Sugarcane nodded and scrambled back to her spot, and the music began again. Sapphire counted them in, and 5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8, ba-bam! So what is it, girls? Pinkie Pie pried, bringing the attention back to the matter at Hoof. She walked in a circle around them to intimidate them, just like Shadow Spade did to the suspects in her best-selling mystery novels.
Planning a little heist, are we? Stealing some pony's identity, Trying to get closer to the biggest pop star in Equestria so you can pony-nap her and demand a ransom of 1,000 chocolate chip cookies?
Pinkie Pie leaned in so close they could smell the cupcakes on her breath. Which is it?
Pinkie Pie, what we are about to tell you may shock you,
Lyra explained, lowering her voice to a whisper, even though the music was loud enough to mask their conversation.
But it won't be the first time you've heard it. Last time, things got too out of hoof and we had to do a reflection-deflection spell on you and...
No way!
Pinkie Pie scoffed, causing Songbird to stop singing and look over. Pinkie Pie smiled and waved at her. When Songbird waved back, Pinkie turned back to Lyra and Bonbon. She pushed up her wig's bangs so the ponies would know she meant business.
If some pony had performed a spell on me, I would definitely remember it happening.
Pinkie Pie had an incredibly accurate memory for details. It's how she knew every pony in Ponyville's birthday, favourite flavour of cake and favourite balloon colours.
Normally, yes, but not if it's a memory-erasing spell, Bonbon said through gritted teeth. But look, that's not the point.
Exactly.
Pinkie Pie nodded triumphant. The point is... She scratched her wig head. Wait, what was the point again? Maybe the memory-erasing spell had erased more than she thought.
The point is, you asked what we are doing here.
Bonbon's face grew serious.
Lyra and I are here on a mission to...
But before the pony could finish her sentence, a blood-curdling shriek rang out from behind one of the backstage curtains.